We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It is Sunday, the 21st day of August, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Coming up at around 20 after, I'm going to present a live report to you breaking down the fact that the military-industrial complex, itself owned by offshore banks, has not just conquered most of the world, but is also trying to conquer free humanity, trying to eradicate the family, trying to eradicate all forms of independence, which this corporate Borg sees as a threat to its absolute eternal domination over humanity, what the social engineers now for over 80 years have called the final revolution against humanity. This is the control freak revolution. Obviously, the reports have gotten a lot of attention up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul, they're setting the stage for violence in this country. That is one of the headlines. Robert Wanick, who's reported for Infowars.com, also a great reporter with We Are Change Minnesota, did a video interview with Ron Paul, and they said, are we in danger with these FEMA camps, this Emergency Centers Establishment Act? And Ron Paul said, absolutely. That's what, you know, the establishment wants. They want to create violence. That's their plan. Very, very powerful information. So I thought that I would just give you a snapshot look at FEMA camps in this country. And remember, we already have the biggest prison population in the world. We already have a military budget bigger than all other governments combined. We have congressional reports of plans to expand the already existing internment facilities. Now the mainstream media is reporting on this more, but saying, oh, they're just now deciding to get ready for this because of the depression, or the greatest recession, as Geithner has called it. Well, we've told you for over 16 years now, but intensely for 10, that with the end of the Glass-Steagall Act and the derivatives bubble, that this was their plan. So they're economically destroying us, posing as our saviors, and as society begins to break down and unravel, many people are going to beg for the military to be used. The military will be used. They will do their job and shut down the rioting. Then there'll be terror attacks, which are blamed on domestic groups. So the public will say, well, the army already dealt with the rioting thugs, so it's reasonable that they're going after other troublemakers. You know, for a decade I've been laying out this scenario, and now you, of course, have seen it unfold over in England and other parts of Europe. More and more people are asking, how does Alex Jones predict the future? I don't predict the future. The past is an example of how humans operate. Then you study current activities and globalist white papers, and you know what their plan is. The question is, does the public have the courage and the will and the self-preservation instincts to face the facts, to get involved, and to turn the tide? Because knowledge of this information and the active resistance to it in the info war is what will save this republic. But we have a case of very virulent, hot tyranny breathing down our necks here. But for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, and that's Ron Paul, that's Alex Jones, that's you. You are the answer to the 1984 society. You are 1776. Now, when we come back, I'm going to give you a rundown of a lot of the other big news. Then we're getting into this special report, FEMA camps in America.
Yeah.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Sunday, the 21st day of August, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas, blasting out on satellite, global shortwave, and I know the Sunday show, more than 60 AM and FM affiliates, number one radio talk show streamed on the web, according to Shoutcast and other barometers. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, I also come back weekdays, 11 AM to 2 PM Central Time. Okay. Coming up at the start of the next segment, I've got a special report. Ron Paul addresses plans for civil unrest detention camps. That's one of the reports we filed this weekend. We have some audio and videotape with Ron Paul discussing the FEMA camps. That's posted up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul, they're setting the stage for violence in this country. Asked by InfoWars correspondent Robert Wanick on video if he was concerned about the National Emergency Centers Establishment Act, or that officially funds the FEMA camps, and if there was a danger of Americans being held in the camps for martial law, Ron Paul responded, yeah, that's their goal. They're setting up the stage for violence in this country. No doubt about it, responded Paul. And so I wanted to go over why this is being established and set up, A, and B, how it's going to be rolled out. And we have in this article, mainstream news this week going, there are emergency centers for you because of the recession and the depression. We just now thought of this. You see, tyrants can't implode societies to consolidate control and to enrich themselves without having a secret police, without having a red terror, without having a black uniformed, jackbooted enforcement system. These are absolutely cold-blooded multinational corporations that compete with each other at a very vicious level. They're absolutely ruthless, and our naivete has allowed this to unfold. So I'm going to get into the history of the development of internment camps for Japanese Americans, Italian Americans, German Americans, hundreds of thousands that were held, their land, by the way, taken. Many Italians, Germans, and Japanese, even though their sons were serving in the military, you could get out of the camp if you served in the military. They had their fishing boats taken, their property, some of the most valuable areas of San Francisco. A lot of folks, of course, were tortured to death in the camps here in the United States. So you need to understand that when you don't have a Bill of Rights and Constitution, it turns loose great evil. And we already have the largest prison population in the world, not per capita. No, no, we have more than China with 1.5 billion people. We're only 310 million. And it's only getting worse. See, we have a predatory economy now. We don't have a free market. It's being gobbled up by the predatory insider crony capitalist system that is only capitalist in name, where insiders operate and totally rule society. So that report is coming up, and then I'll get into your calls and more detail on the other news we have here in front of us. Speaking of crony capitalism, I remember the Drudge Report linked to our articles back in February, back on February 4th, and it became a big national news story and was discussed on the Sunday news shows, and it was the first time I've ever had the White House actually address us and attack this radio show and say that we're insane liars. I remember this headline from February 4th, Obama agenda to bankrupt power plants triggers blackouts. Remember the freezing weather across the U.S. and record blackouts? And then a day later, White House attacks PrisonPlanet.com report on blackouts. And you can go read the White House report. Their communications director, Dan Pfeiffer, came out and said we were completely insane. The problem was we were linking to the Texas Power Commission and others' reports. All we did was also have family that work at power plants, and I've had a lot of listeners that work at them, and I've known even under Bush, and now accelerating under Obama in the last 2.5 years, they didn't let new plants open. They shut down a lot of existing plants. There's a $3 billion plant total. You heard me, $3 billion in Corpus Christi, one of the biggest in the country, that the EPA still hasn't allowed to open in the last year. And it was the same in Kansas and Missouri and Oklahoma and California. You saw the reports with the cold weather this year that, well, people are using more heat and we should have built more power plants because the population growing. And so we're having these blackouts. I mean, that's what the power companies said were happening. And that's what unfolded. And the reason I mentioned this story first is because it's back in the news today. This is out of the journal Sentinel. Utilities warn of higher rates because of pollution rules. Nothing comes out of the coal power plants but water vapor and carbon dioxide that plants live off of, and then they put off oxygen. Humans exhale carbon dioxide, and Bill Gates has said humans are bad for exhaling it, part of the atmosphere of the planet, part of the symbiotic system, the carbon cycle. By the way, I covered this Friday, and some people didn't believe me, so I'm going to re-pull it out of the stack later. The London Guardian did go with the report that NASA officially has said that space aliens are going to attack the United States and the entire planet if we don't pay carbon taxes to Al Gore. That is not satire. That is not a joke. I know it's insane, but do not blame me. Do not blame me because it sounds insane. That's how dumb they think you are. There it is, London Guardian. Aliens may destroy humanity to protect other civilizations, say scientists. Rising greenhouse emissions could tip off aliens that we are rapidly expanding threat, warns a NASA report. And they say, pay money to the Rothschilds that own the big climate exchange with Al Gore. And that's who publicly owns it. Just type in Rothschilds Climate Exchange. Pay them to breathe or aliens will kill us. And the NASA report says the aliens may strike any minute. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not the conspiracy theorist for you know, being right 99% of the time and knowing how things work, okay? All right. They're shutting down power plants all over the country. They've shut down two in the last decade here in Austin. One of them was a city-owned utility. Now, why would big mega power companies like General Electric, who was given a waiver in February from their own rules that they wrote, some of their former top people run the greenhouse gas section of the EPA, just like Monsanto runs all the major Food and Drug Administration positions. Or the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan have all the Federal Reserve honchos and Treasury secretaries. This is a mafia operation. And they're given a total waiver on all their plants. So they're building new ones. If you get them to build your plant and pay them protection money, then you are given a waiver. But the head of the Energy Department said just a few months ago, quote, massive numbers of plants will be shut down. He went on to say they're looking at shutting down over 300. Now, that's going to do two things. That's going to more than double, and I'm talking about in the next 2 years, your power cost. You've already seen them go up, more than double. And it's going to cause rolling blackouts. We're going to be like Romania or Venezuela or Iran now. We're going to be a third world country, and your power is going to go off a lot. See, this is what dictatorships and corrupt systems are all about, is total and complete domination. They'd rather sell you less for more and only have a few insiders involved. So here is the Journal Sentinel. Utilities warn of higher rates because of pollution rules. Here is the Washington Post. Getting ready for a wave of coal plant shutdowns that provides 51% of our power. And I've got a new one here where the news breaks down. New greenhouse gas rules to cause rolling blackouts. So, you know what? I'm going to finish up with how mafia government works in the next segment. Well, you saw thousands of companies get waivers from Obama from the healthcare. See?
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to look at FEMA Camp USA and the proof that the federal government, owned by foreign banks through fraud, is preparing for a total collapse depression scenario. The Pentagon admits they're preparing for it. And the first lockup of roving hordes that the public will beg to be locked up, because the minute the welfare crowd doesn't get their paycheck, they're going to riot. Then the precedent will be set to have the military on the streets. And then the staged events will begin as a pretext to go after the political resistance to the complete economic designed implosion of the United States. It has to be destroyed once and for all to bring in the new system. That's why they're doing these culturally shocking things, like having TSA actually stick their hands down many people's pants, or having cameras in school bathrooms, or having public schools announce, yes, we're watching your children over laptops in the shower when they're at home in Philadelphia. This is all being done to absolutely break your will. That's why Bloomberg and AP come out and say, yeah, the government took the veterans' death benefits for the last 12 years. They secretly made a deal to allow insurance companies to steal their life insurance they paid for. Yeah, they're going to go ahead and slash in half people who've served in the military for 20 years or more and have their 50% pension. You're not going to be getting it. Besides, even if you get it, it's going to be devalued. And they've done the psychological warfare actuaries that they know a lot of 50, 60, 70, 80-year-old vets, Marines and people, are going to get violent, and they're going to use that to start arresting everybody. The globalists are sitting offshore. They don't care if cops and military get chewed up fighting old cops and military. Again, the globalists, people think of things in a two-dimensional warfare model of black against white. Black checkers or red checkers versus black checkers, or white chess pieces versus black chess pieces. No. The globalists for thousands of years fund all sides of conflicts, sometimes three or four sides. But people don't want to get that. They think of it as Ford, Chevy, Coke, Pepsi, Dallas Cowboys, Washington Redskins. And because of that, we're going to get hurt real, real bad. I'm sorry, I said I'd get into the FEMA camps and how they're going to get us to the FEMA camps. Oh, you're going to be begging to go to the FEMA camps. This isn't going to be like with Hitler or Stalin where you don't want to go. The way they're going to advertise it is you're going to be fighting to get into them. I first discovered this going to urban warfare drills 12 years ago. And I guess some cases 14 years ago, and they would always have the role player screaming, I'm an American, you can't take my rights, let me into the camp. Oh, yes, but once you're in the camp, well, you are biometrically scanned and troublemakers are taken to a special area. And that's, lo and behold, what they said with the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. They said that this is going to be an area and it'll have its own jail and things where people that are homeless en masse go. And see, we already have right at 50 million people on food stamps. They say 45, but there's another 5 million or so on supplemental. In fact, it's really above 50 million now. Those are digital food lines. Those are people with food line cards. 50 million. And see, they're still going to get their creds put on those. They're just not going to buy jack diddly squat. And these are entitled people. And what do you think they're going to do? Well, they're going to start rioting. You think this summer's been bad? I predict next summer you're going to see major fireworks. You know, I predicted riots all over Europe 2 years ago this year. I'm sorry. I was getting into the crony insiders. And how our economy is going from a true free market to a total insider operation. If you read the Founding Fathers' writings or you read Americana right up until the last 50 years, everything was about how the big boys collude together to shut down the little people. And that doesn't even mean in business. I mean, they will, Big Agra openly writes laws to shut down small farms and ranches. insurance companies wrote the healthcare law to make 35 million people get their product and to let insurance companies and HMOs control what doctors can do for care to lower the standard. Bill Gates admitted that. He said, yeah, we do need to kill grandma. Remember the cover of Newsweek, the case for killing granny? I know it sounds crazy, but it was on the cover. Bill Gates said it. Don't give grandma treatment. Take care of 10 teachers. Telling you that somebody loses, you win. The minute you have that attitude, civilization falls. The minute you give into corruption just a little bit, suddenly it races through the system. I thought everybody was like me. I came from both sides of my family, Christian, hardworking, Protestant type people who just wouldn't cheat anybody out of a nickel. Pull over. And I mean, I remember being a kid and going, Dad, please don't stop. Please, no. He stopped and tried to change every person's tire that was broken down. Road trips were hell. A few times people tried to rob him in the last few years, so he stopped. That's all part of the collapse of society. But I come from goody two-shoes, you know? I'm a weirdo. You see, I grew up, and when I saw cops dealing drugs going to high school in Dallas, I got mad and spoke about it. So they let my dad know, we're going to kill your son if you don't leave town. And we moved to Austin. I guess I've kind of got a Serpico-type lifestyle history. We had Frank Serpico, the legendary detective, on Friday. So see, I guess this is what America wants. People think corruption's cute and fun. You're going to find out, folks. This country is going to be judged. You want to say 51 million aborted babies aren't humans? The government's going to say you're not a human. Everything we do, every lie we go along with comes back on us. And nobody should forget that. You think I'm proud of the fact that we're right about everything we talk about? No, I'm not proud of that. It's very sad. It's very painful. It's very painful to have everything I've analyzed coming true and only confirming it. And there are still a lot of good people in this country, and it's because you're blind and you're Dudley Do-Right, like people like my dad. Because you're so good, you can't believe this is happening, and that's why evil wins. What's the devil's biggest trick? Convincing the world he doesn't exist. And I'm here to tell you, folks, evil exists, and we better get up on our hind legs right now like a mama grizzly bear, or we're going to get overrun. Every country on earth has had mass arrest, mass exterminations, and killings every 100 years or so. The United States has been a rare jewel, despite the fact we've had some problems. If you study history, ladies and gentlemen, you know what is about to unfold in this country. What is now beginning to unfold is the norm, not the exception. You need to understand, we now have a criminal government filled with criminals, or Dudley Do-Right idiots who are compartmentalized and don't realize what they're helping happen. Now, again, here's the Fort Worth Star Telegram. New EPA rule could lead to rolling blackouts in Texas, PUC chairwoman says. Well, that's already what's causing it. It's mafia takeover. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Live. By the way, The Nation magazine is reporting Stratfor disputes OBL killing in Pakistan. That is the headline. Stratfor disputes OBL killing in Abbottabad, Pakistan. Of course, it's a complete fraud. I have talked to the father of a Navy SEAL who my family has known for more than a decade. I mean, at their house, you know, there's photos of the son in Navy training with his dad and all the Navy SEALs at events. whose friend is in SEAL Team 6, and they believe that that helicopter 2 weeks ago was blown up to get rid of witnesses, and the scuttlebutt is that, yes, they did not kill bin Laden. What do you think? I just get on the air and make stuff up like that? But here's Stratfor, one of the most highly respected internationally private intelligence organizations that gets a lot of big contracts. And they are saying that they do not agree with the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency claim that the man killed in Pakistan compound by U.S. Navy SEALs was Al-Qaeda chief Osama bin Laden. And they go through the full report at The Nation magazine. That is linked up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I know Stratfor is based here in Austin, Texas. I know that they even do weekly commentary on our affiliate, KLBJ, 590 KLBJ. You can find those commentaries at, 590KLBJ.com. But I definitely want to get them on tomorrow. That is big, big, big breaking news. And we'll talk more about that after I get into the FEMA camp situation. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I don't just get up here and shoot my mouth off. Sometimes I get angry and yell and scream, and I probably shouldn't. But then I realize how successful we've been, and I say to myself, you can't argue with success. I think over the years, some of the ranting and the raving actually gets people to pay attention in a sea of radio and TV shows and internet news websites. I think at the end of the day, God used my obnoxiousness as a way to actually break through the electronic Berlin Wall and reach people. I mean, Infowars.com is now the second largest alternative news site in the world after DrudgeReport.com. Then we have PrisonPlanet.com. And I could have never imagined that we'd be in that position with millions of readers every day, something that mainstream media would kill for. Now, we still have this idea in our heads. It's kind of like you're 40 years old, you're an Olympic wrestler, but you go to visit your grandpa who's 85 years old, and you still are kind of scared of him and think he can kick your butt just because it's grandpa. You remember looking up to him when you were little. And it's really the same thing with the mainstream media. They are not the mainstream media. They are a joke. Their numbers are dwindling down to nothing. They've lost almost all credibility. And that's why they're teaming up with the government now to promote the internet kill switches and shutting off cell phones during protests in San Francisco. And one of the big outfits, what Facebook just got caught censoring a governor's site that criticized Obama. They're desperate. They're desperate right now. They're like a cornered rat. And that's why once a corrupt oligarchy's taken over a society, stolen the wealth, destroyed the productivity, they then go to the FEMA camp model. They go to the black uniform Soviet, Chinese, Nazi model, the Fidel Castro model, the Khmer Rouge model, the Zimbabwean model. That's the model about 95% of the time in history. They go to that model, and they live in their private palaces, and you live as a third world slave. You know, the dictator of Romania, Ceausescu, was interviewed, and they said, why do you only give the entire country power maybe 2-3 hours a day? And he said, because I might as well just charge him more for less. This is how I teach him who's boss. Same thing in North Korea. They enjoy cutting off our power. They enjoy restricting us. Can you imagine being General Electric and being given the waiver to build new plants and keep their old plants operating, but then to be able to shut down all their competition? I mean, you know, diamonds all over Africa are on the ground. You can pan for them in rivers like gold. You know, diamonds on a real chart of gems are in the semi-precious range. They're not even at the top of the semi-precious range. They're down in the middle. They're like agate or something. But agate is all over the world. Diamonds are only in a few places. Now, they did discover a hoard in several areas of Arkansas. I knew about this a decade before it was admitted in the news. My dad has friends from college in the diamond business, some of the biggest, who would talk about how evil the Oppenheimers and De Beers were and how they ran this world monopoly of diamonds. But when they did find diamonds in Arkansas, then they found diamonds in Canada. Both cases with this French family that my dad knew going way back to college days and then Dallas. In both cases, they would come in and have the government announce it to be an environmental preserve, even if it was land they bought, and the government would move to block them. But then they were still able, in one case, to sell the property they'd bought to the government for $3 billion. Oh, that's the best part. The U.S. government, other governments, pay money to people so that they can't use the land that has the diamonds. It's the same thing with power and water and everything else. They are training you that it doesn't exist and there's not enough of it. Yeah, there were all this lecturing about drought. And there is a surface drought in Central Texas. The only place there's a true drought is in West Texas, where they really do have their aquifers running very low. They could drill their wells deeper, but the point is that there is a real drought in West Texas. There's a surface drought in Central Texas, and they're on the news. Don't wash your clothes as much. Wear your clothes 3-4 times. Don't drain your swimming pools. Water once a week only at night. There's no water. Well, only the state is allowed to keep their public fountains going because they're God. I saw that this week. Meanwhile, driving to work the other day, I drive by three golf courses. And I meant to do a report, but then I got late and didn't do it. I'm going to shoot an iPhone report for the website. I pulled in, and in the morning, the sprinklers were going. Everything was green. And I pulled over to a greenskeeper at one of the places. I pulled into three of them as they're just lined up driving into work. And I pulled up to a greenskeeper, and I said, is that city water? And he goes, yeah, we're on that. I mean, I worked at Great Hills, so I already know that. I worked at Great Hills one summer in college. But this is a complete joke. This is a complete joke. They've got neighbors tattling on each other. My neighbor watered more than once this week. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to call the police on him and give him a $500 fine. When you could, if the government didn't block it, sink a well anywhere in Central Texas 500 feet or more for maybe $10,000, $15,000, and hit water. I mean, I live out in the country, and there's a dry creek bed, and if you walk down at 100 yards, there's an area full of catfish and bass and everything that's spring-fed. It's just running, because right below the ground is just giant oceans of water. You know, I said I'd get into this Ron Paul FEMA camp report, and I'm going to get to it. You know, I did probably 15 hours of preparation for this radio show today. Saturday, I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning last night. I probably was working and researching 6-7 hours today. And you know, I haven't covered really any of the news. Oh, here's one. Air Force raids gun shop. That's News 8 CBS, Las Vegas. The U.S. Air Force led a raid against Las Vegas gun shop Friday. We'll be right back with the martial law news. Stay with us.
Question while you're saying that. Do you think Americans are justified in thinking that H.R. 645 could lead to detainment camps for American citizens during martial law?
I don't know this number. You'll have to tell me.
The emergency center establishment.
Yeah, I know that's their goal. They are setting up a stage for violence in this country. No doubt about it. Thank you.
H.R. 645, establishing emergency centers for disaster relief and national emergency. Here's Ron Paul one more time on HR.
Setting up the stage for violence in this country. No doubt about it.
Thank you.
All right, now there's that report. I hope that Robert Wanick, a friend of the show, will also post it without the music because it makes it not as conductive on radio. But you see something like this, Ron Paul being asked, hey, should we worry about Americans and FEMA and people being put in these camps? Yeah, that's their goal. They're setting up the stage for violence in this country. No doubt about it, responded Ron Paul. And then we have our full reports and congressional hearings dealing with this legislation. Now, here's what's scary about it. When we got this bill now a year and a half ago, and we read it, it was exactly what I'd seen at urban warfare drills with Army, Marines, FEMA, and others. And I videotaped all this in the late 90s. The Marines would come up with their machine guns and say, turn your camera off. It's all in my film, Police State 2000 and Police State 2, The Takeover. 1999, 2000, two films I put out. And we said then with economists, this isn't coming now. They're just preparing the military and getting everybody ready for it and having the military, I also interviewed in those films and in future films like Road to Tyranny, military officers who had raided gun shops going back even into the 1980s as part of secret programs. So there's a long-term secret program to get rid of Posse Comitatus. Now you see regular Army at the Kentucky Derby or at the Super Bowl, or you see the Army running DWI checkpoints in Los Angeles and other areas. Now it's just in your face. It's just and Homeland Security admitted 2 years ago, we've got a deal for Brigade Homeland starting with 4,000 troops. It'll then be 378,000 troops. And now they've announced they've got 100,000 ready. They've got to have the 300,000+ ready by 2012. I mean, they are getting ready for this. And then if you talk about it, you get laughed at. Just like earlier in the year, I said, well, here's the different power commissions saying they can't open new power plants and the population's grown, so they're going to have rolling blackouts in cold weather and hot weather. We put an article together, and the White House attacks us and says we're crazy. And then today, it's all back in the news. Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Washington Post, Reuters, you name it, all saying exactly what I said 6 months ago. Top private intelligence group comes out and says Bin Laden wasn't killed at that compound, according to their analysis and their sources. Of course he wasn't. I mean, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're being lied to. Obama said we'd be in Libya days, not weeks. It's 4.5 months later. Every week they say Tripoli is falling. I'm not a fan of Gaddafi, but I'm an even bigger enemy of the real al-Qaeda groups that is admittedly the leadership of the rebels. You know, that's admitted. And you can't dress this thing up. You can't get away from reality. You can't get away from the reality that hundreds of power plants are now being shut down that aren't insiders, and power prices are going up because there's less competition, and there's blackouts happening. And the White House's response is, we're crazy. Even when the Texas Commission says it's happening, Texas supplies the power to five states. The dominant power supplier to five states, New Mexico, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas. Have you noticed your power prices went up? The city of Austin came out last year and said, we're going to double power prices. $3.6 billion the next 2 years. We're going with the carbon taxes. What is a carbon? What does it do to charge people more money for power? Has nothing to do with it. China builds three power plants a week. We build less than three a year. This is the deindustrialization of this country. I'm digressing. Here's the headline. Ron Paul, they're setting the stage for violence in this country. There, meaning Homeland Security. We have the other reports on it. And we have our other report dealing with it all. Let me just go ahead and play you a clip now. The clergy response teams, we got these documents 3 years before local newscasts around the nation, this is out of New Orleans, aired pieces telling the public, yes, it's true, your preachers are being paid by the government and trained to tell you to go to camps and turn your guns in and take shots. We got these documents in 2005, man, time's flown. 3 years later, it comes out. People thought we had fake documents, even though they had the phone numbers to FEMA on them. Okay, I mean, how creepy is that? They've got preachers, now over 100,000 nationwide, trained to spy on their flock and to tell them to submit to government. Here, Okay, we're going to play the DeFazio first. This is a congressman wanting to see the martial law plans and being told by Bush he can't see them under the presidential decision directive. And it's the same under Obama. See, we effectively have a dictatorship, not of the president himself. He's a blackmailed, kept, controlled teleprompter reader, no matter who it is, unless it's Ron Paul. They're all globalists paid for over and over again to get to this point. They've proven themselves political prostitutes. And you have to understand the office of the presidency now through its executive power. I mean, look at Obama launching wars without congressional approval. Obama putting carbon taxes in without congressional approval. Obama just legalized 300,000 deportees, saying, I don't need Congress to pass amnesty. I might deport felons. I feel that violates federal law, immigration law. See, that's a dictator. And it's getting worse by the minute. Let's go ahead and play the clip of the congressman talking about the martial law plans.
Most Americans would agree that it would be prudent to have a plan to provide for the continuity of government and the rule of law in case of a devastating terrorist attack or natural disaster. A plan that provide for the cooperation, the coordination, and continued functioning of all three branches of the government. The Bush administration tells us they have such a plan. They introduced a little sketchy public version that's clearly inadequate and doesn't really tell us what they have in mind. But they said, don't worry, there's a detailed classified version. But now they've denied the entire Homeland Security Committee of the United States House of Representatives access to their so-called detailed plan to provide for continuity of government. They say, trust us. Trust us, the people who brought us Katrina, to be competent in face of a disaster. Trust us.
All right, that's
enough. The people who brought us warrantless wiretapping and other excesses eroding our...
And it's only expanded. Now, we did pull up the clergy response team clip. Just go to YouTube and type this in. It's also on my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Now, the very first word gets partially cut off. She says, will martial law ever be declared in America? Here's that clip.
All ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
Oh.
From my cold, dead hands.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself.
All right, stop right there. Romans. Did you hear that? The government versus the people. The government's biggest problem, us. I thought we're the government. Romans 13, we're the government. It's the government that's been taken over that's not obeying the law. It's the government that's criminal. You're not supposed to obey Hitler or Stalin. We'll be right back with more congressional reports.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're into the second hour. I want to open the phones up. I have played some of the clips I want to go over, but I want to break down exactly how they will roll out the implementation of the camps. Coming up in the next segment, I want to play a clip from congressional hearings back in the 80s dealing with martial law concentration camp plans. The toll-free number to join us on the Sunday broadcast is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Specifically, I'd like to get your take on the prospects of paying roughly double in the next few years for your electrical power. You're already paying more under the unofficial carbon taxes. The carbon taxes are they shut down their competition and you pay the insiders more money. That's a direct tax, a direct insiders. I mean, why wouldn't big corporations come in if the people aren't aware and informed and they've got corrupt politicians that'll do whatever they're told? Wouldn't corporations come in and shut down their competition? Of course they would. Of course they would. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Do you have a view on that? Do you have a view on Ron Paul? Next time he's on, I'll bring more of this up with him. I've brought up the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, and he said it is a concern. But we already have the biggest prison population in the world. We're going into a depression. Gold is at $1,880 an ounce right now. What do you expect? What do you expect to happen? What do you think these tyrants would do? They've done exactly what tyrants throughout history have done over and over and over again. So again, I want to take your calls, but have your comment or your question ready because we can move to the next person. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX or 877-789-2539. It's a different number than the weekday show because we're still on the Genesis Network on Sundays, but we're running the entire show out of our own office, our own studios here on the Sunday two-hour transmission. Now, some of the other news that we'll get to after I finish up with the FEMA camp information and the fact that it's starting to come out in the mainstream news, first responders not welcomed at 911 ceremony. That's right, none of them are welcomed because they've been complaining about the deadly dust and what the government did to them, CNN reports. First responders decry exclusion from 911 ceremony. Only in globalist-controlled America with a K would you see that type of evil. Also, we've got the latest on Libya. We're going to be breaking down. And, of course, I mentioned this earlier, but I've got to get more into it. Barack Obama cannot get Congress to pass amnesty for illegal immigrants, so now he's just going to ram it down our throats any way that he can. And he's saying, I'm just going to legalize the deportees now. We might hold felons and deport them, but everybody else, you go free. I'm going to launch wars. I'm going to shut down power plants. I'm going to have the ATF go after gun shops for laws that don't exist. I'm going to have the Air Force raid gun shops in Las Vegas. That's CBS News, Las Vegas. I mean, see, that's the thing. We've gone over the slippery slide. We were starting to go over it, and Bush 5 years ago would say, hey, I promise I'm not spying on you without warrants. I promise. Then it came out he was. And so now they just go, yeah, we're spying on you. Yeah, DynCorp runs shell kidnapping rings. Well, what's the big deal? The Marines grow the opium in Afghanistan, and we help ship it to you. What's wrong with that? Yeah, we're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. Yeah, fluoride does give you a sevenfold increase in bone cancer and brain disorders increase. You know what? Yeah, your diabetes doubled the last decade, and so did your cancer. But we got white papers talking about how we're doing it to you. So what? You know, there's a football game on. Here you go, doggy. Football game. Don't worry, we're killing you. Be right back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, Congressman Ron Paul is asked, are you concerned about the Emergency Centers Establishment Act that openly says they'll build these giant camps all over the U.S. to hold the American people? And Ron Paul says, let me read the quote here. Yeah, that's their goal. They're setting up the stage for violence in this country, no doubt about it. And he said on this show before he's concerned But again, everything in that act is already in place. It's just like when it came out the NSA had been spying on the American people without warrants across the board, everything being filtered through spying systems at the major phone companies. They went from saying they hadn't been doing it to going, yes, we've been doing it. Congress, pass a law. Congress passed a law and just said, Fourth Amendment, who needs it? Well, Congress also passed laws saying black people weren't human. Then they said black people were two-thirds human. Then they said they were human, separate but equal. You know what? Here's the deal, scum. Hitler could pass laws saying he was the supreme ruler. I'm not following him. And the federal government can run around and pay preachers off to tell folks, go to the camp, take your inoculations. I mean, I played you a newscast, and the preachers are saying, when it's time to go to the camp, I tell you to do it. It's of Jesus. No, it's not of Jesus. Jesus didn't follow what the government said to do, and they crucified him. All the prophets, did they throw Daniel in the lion's den because he was licking the king's boots? What about the folks going in the fiery furnace? What about John the Baptist? Did Herod cut his head off because he was following his orders? Hitler's favorite verse broadcast daily on the radio was Romans 13, and German Christians just said, Heil Hitler. I mean, totally taken out of context. How creepy is it that the federal government for at least 6-7 years has been covertly training preachers to spy on their flocks and tell them to submit to government, including turn their guns in, go to camps, and take shots? And these same Christians say that Rick Perry is the second coming of Christ, even though he's a porno shop investor and everything else. Although that's confirmed. He got expense account stuff that came out. I didn't believe it when I saw it. I went and looked it up for special type of burlesque shows with men dressed as women, but you know, at the end of the day, whatever's going on in his personal life, that isn't really my issue. My issue is he's told little girls, it's the law, you got to take a shot, when it wasn't the law, it was a hoax, and he was paid by the company. His chief of staff and others got out there and told the public, hey, it's the law, you got to take this. And Rick Perry came out and said, it's the law, you got to take it, when they knew it was an experimental shot that had been killing people in the trials that they couldn't get approval for unless it became government mandated. I mean, that's a new level of evil. But hey, you want to be conned and manipulated? You think it's of the Lord to worship Hitler? Stalin? I mean, whatever government's put above you, it's of God. I thought it's we the people. I thought we were the sovereign. I thought we were the government. Oh, but you heard the newscast. The preacher says, we've got to deal with the government's biggest problem, the people. Their biggest enemy. Well, but that's actually true. The government is run by a collection of special interests who are totally ruthless and will put dictators in over third world countries to rob the public. Do you think they'll do that here? You better believe it. But not a dictator of a single president, but of a system and of the private contractors that feed off of it. So this article is the top story at Infowars.com. I hope you get it out to everybody. Ron Paul, they're setting the stage for violence in this country. They're going to shut the economy off. The people are going to get angry. Folks that have their pensions cut. People that have their farms taken. Oh, I got another report on that. USDA signs MOU, Memo of Understanding, with Rockefeller Council of Foundations to exploit rural America and to deploy the U.S. Army and Homeland Security as the new green police. And they openly admit it's Agenda 21 of the UN. People that don't know about the Agenda 21, I've been talking about it for 15 years, and now Beck's talked about it some, and that's good. They think we're making it up. You know, when they tried to pass that Food Safety Act written by Big Pharma and Agra to shut down their competition last year, it actually said this law adopts the entire treaty of Codex Alimentarius, which is part of Agenda 21. I mean, you talk about total control. Stalin shut down the farms and ranches. They had ranches out there raising cattle in Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, Poland, the dairies, the rest of it. I mean, if you study the Soviets or you study any other authoritarian system, it's a carbon copy. They are following it like a roadmap. And people are like, well, Obama, we're going to kick him out. He's got low approval ratings. You know, major studies out show he's probably going to lose the election. It doesn't matter. You think the next person who's gone through their whole career selling out to the system, do you think the next person, if it's Mitt Romney or one of these people, Rick Perry, do you really think they're going to change anything? No. That's why they're all going after Ron Paul and demonizing him when they're not ignoring him, because they're scared. Because they know Ron Paul's real, ladies and gentlemen. He predicted everything that's now happening. Wasn't hard to predict it when they told the banks in 99, you can now issue, if you're a part of the Big Six, unlimited fake counterfeit instruments. And they bought up everything with it. And then when it all went bankrupt, they kept the profits. They privatized the profits and said, here, you pay for it. Socialize the risk. And they bankroll all the candidates. Perry's bankrolled by the big banks while he talks about getting rid of the Federal Reserve because he knows how popular it is. And that's the positive sign. We've gotten to the point now that Rick Perry, who is a political chameleon, a shapeshifter, is talking about, well, I'm rootin' tootin' Yosemite Sam. I want to secede, and I'm shooting coyotes out in Wesley. Yeah, right. There's no dead body, but I did it. I'm rootin' tootin' tough when I'm not... Anyways, now he's like, I'll get rid of that Federal Reserve. You don't print money till after the election, you traitors. Now let's finish up and come back with break with your calls. Let's finish up with a Bill Moyers report from PBS back in the 1980s on Iran-Contra and the fact that there was a plan to stir up riots in America and set up martial law. But that plan got nipped in the bud because Congress blew the whistle. And here's Congressman Jack Brooks being told to shut up when he asked Oliver North about it. Here's the clip.
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked.
I most respectfully request that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
All right.
And tragically, the only member who got close...
Oh, let's finish up with Henry B. Gonzalez.
He was stopped by the chairman.
Now, see, there's a lot of delusional people out there that say, hey, you crazy shouldn't be so concerned about tyranny. It was the founding fathers. I know, evil conspiracy theorists, scum, according to our media today, and FEMA. Oh, I have FEMA on tape teaching police the founding fathers were bad. It's in my film Road to Tyranny. It was the founding fathers that said, even if you try to defend liberty, even if you do everything you can, it's very hard to keep it because corrupt groups form, insiders get control, they grow the size of government to expand their power. That's the big threat of government, is that it empowers the mega corporations. And that's now happened. And somehow they convinced Americans to hate what made America so great, not trusting government, keeping it small, being fiercely independent. I saw a news report last night. In fact, I meant to print this. Will you guys print it? I think it was Dallas, Texas. And what did they say in the newscast? First, I heard Kenny Rohmeyer last time on 590, a local host, talking about it. And then I went home and pulled up the newscast in Dallas. I think it was Earn and Learn. That's it. It's called Earn and Learn. And you get $20 or $40 when you turn somebody in for skipping school. And people are like, oh, that's good. No, no, no. That's the new economy. And that's just training the kids to get used to spying on people. No, that's a different article. It doesn't matter. I saw the newscast. I want to go to your phone calls now. Joe, Shepard, Don, Raina, Phil, Justin, Sky, Tim, Dave, Justin, Danny, Scott. We'll get to at least these 12 callers that are lined up. We could have 200 callers. Literally, we have a digital phone system. It could take thousands of calls. I ought to do a show sometime and just shut up, where I give each caller 30 seconds and go to the next person. We could take like 500 calls, or like do a marathon show. Just take thousands of calls. Just stay on the air. You have been warned. We're going into tyranny. We're going into depression. Of course, there's a giant FEMA camp, civil emergency program. And I've been to the urban warfare drills where they train to put Americans in camps. And then you get concerned about it, and they say, shut up, crazy man. Hey, you know, the banks are imploding our economy by design. They're going to set up a bank of the world. Shut up, crazy man. Now it's all been announced. And how did I know all this? Why was I so right? Because they all write white papers. I bring them here to you. This is not my opinion. I'm not predicting the future. I'm reporting on what they've said their program is, their plan, their rollout. Now, I don't know exactly when they're going to roll out certain parts of it, but they've told us their rollout plan. Joe in Mississippi, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. What do you think about Ron Paul saying, folks ask him, hey, are you worried about FEMA camps? Absolutely. They want to stage a crisis.
I think if we don't elect Ron Paul, we're in deep, deep trouble. I mean, we're already in deep, deep trouble, but it seems like, the mass of people, pretty much everybody I know, supports liberty. And
what do you think of Obama legalizing all the deportees, even though it violates federal law? More and more, he's our supreme ruler.
Well, it seems like to me that we're pretty much annoying little ants to them. I mean, they could care less about us.
Exactly, but here's the issue. As unconstitutional as Bill Clinton was, or George Bush, I mean, under Obama, it is going into warp speed. And notice the Republican leadership is not saying a word because they're all bought and paid for by the same interest. We have a super Congress now that creates the bills. I mean, that's never been in our history. We're in the middle of a takeover. What's on your mind, Joe? I'm going to stop talking at you. What'd you call in about?
It's just crazy. There's so many things that, I could go over with you, but I know our time is limited. So, I woke up probably about 3 years ago now, and the first time I saw your show or heard you, I was looking at an interview for Jesse Ventura. And I was like, that's kind of crazy. But I saw how passionate you were, and I could tell that you were, at least you believed it. So I was like, well, he's wasting a lot of time and energy, putting all this out there, so there's got to be something to it. Anyway,
yeah, I went to urban warfare drills and watched the military train to break up our families and put us in camps. This is all 100% real. So shouldn't I get upset witnessing things like that?
Definitely, and I think that is actually helpful. The thing is that I know for me and people like me that aren't awake or that, that aren't awake yet, this stuff is really out there, and it's...
Only because, listen, when Americans were informed about the world, everybody basically sounded like Alex Jones. Go study history. Americans bought this fake Hollywood football thing. They think all this new fake stuff is what America's always been. And so that's why now we're losing all the blessings. We're losing all the prosperity because the average man is not a man. You talk to the average man, they think it's weird if you know legislation numbers. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, because I've always been politically, I tried to, you know, make myself pay attention to all these dry political things. And, you know, once I saw what you were saying, I started connecting the dots. And what really, I think, started waking me up was whenever the guy got tased down in Florida, you know, the Don't Tase Me Bro guy.
Yeah, he wasn't even resisting. They tackled him. Perry, and Kerry said, Kerry said, don't arrest him. He hadn't done anything. The guy says, I'm leaving. They tackle him and tase him for the enjoyment. You're witnessing evil. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it just seemed crazy to me, and that's what really was a switch for me, I think, just looking into that. And what I want to know is I mean, what would you do if you were starting at ground zero, you know, with no gun, no gold or silver or any of that? You know, we got a bunch of trouble coming our way.
It's easy. I would just, every time you're at the grocery store, buy a little extra food you put aside in a few months. It'll be a hoard. And I would get a shotgun, you know, regular barrel length, $300 inexpensive Winchester Defender pump shotgun, and I'd have slugs and buckshot, and then also some birdshot if you needed to hunt for squirrels and such. And then I would just reach out to your friends, family, and neighbors and try to educate them. None of us have to save the world by ourselves. We've all just got to do a little bit. Let's go ahead and talk to Shepard in Oregon. Go ahead, Shepard. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. It's Shepard with the IntelHub.com. You're doing a great job, as usual, working hard on Sunday. I know how it goes. I just wanted to say you're right on them turning on the economy, and it really looks like you know, they've looted the nation with all the bailouts. It's kind of reaching its final turning point, it looks like. And, you know, you were mentioning the power bills going up. I mean, they've been suppressing. Tesla actually came out, you know, he actually knew how to produce energy for free.
No, that's true. I've seen the patents to suck it right out of the earth, the charge in the earth. And, you know, on top of that, Shepard, I've seen the patents that General Motors had in the 60s for a 80-mile-a-gallon carburetor. So absolutely, it's all just a complete scam. Good to hear from you, Shepard. All right, Don, Raina, Phil, Justin, Sky, Tim, Dave, we're getting to all of you. Stay with us. Eject from the prison planet. Well, we can't eject. This is a beautiful world. It's our world. But evil can only thrive when we're ignorant. I've got a smattering of news on Libya. I've also got some news on the Air Force being part of a police raid on a gun shop. CBS News Las Vegas was reporting. See how just more and more? Oh, we have wars without law, without Congress. Oh, we have gun laws without laws that Obama's put in. Oh, we have carbon taxes and rules without law. We have waivers on health care to insider buddies. We have all of this unfolding. It's called tyranny. And that's the way the Fortune 100 like it. So that's the way they get it, because we let them. And they lecture us all day. Ooh, criticizing government. That's un-American. I thought that was American. Oh, getting upset, getting informed. Oh, my gosh, you're not part of the new domestic terrorist, are you? As they now brand away from Al-Qaeda onto the American people. Oh, you don't buy the ridiculous bin Laden killing story? Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. We're the government. We're here to help you. We've just been caught lying to you thousands of times. It's bizarre to question anything we tell you. No, you'd be certifiably insane if you didn't question everything this pack of criminals tells you. rediscover your common sense. It's our only hope. Don in Michigan, welcome.
Thank you, Alex, and you're absolutely right. You can't question enough, and I got a few points. I respect your time, and a quick question. I called you back in May. I made the mistake of using a work email to send to a radio station. I don't know if you remember, but they played my, they read my email over the air, and it almost got me fired. And I have a good job. It pays me good.
So you got a bunch of control freaks that work around you who think people that have views that they don't like are bad, and they think they protect America by shutting down dissent, and instead they're destroying their future.
Yeah, and I totally disrespect the DJ because he's the one that read it, knowing he knows our company. It's a well-known company. I'm not going to say the name. But the head of HR called me a conspiracy theorist, but she said it in a respectful way. She said, that's fine.
When the TSA grabs your genitals and you don't like it, they call you a conspiracy theorist. Taking your farm for no reason. I don't like that. You're a conspiracy theorist. It's just a word. It doesn't work anymore. But, Don, I'm going to jump quick. What's your point today?
My point was Ron Paul. Everybody, please, if you can send $5, $10, whatever you can send to Ron Paul, please do it. And my question for you was, they had something about supporting Ron Paul, getting a list. It said a Republican list. Can I actually get a list of dedicated Republicans to knock on their door? I heard that.
Yes, yes. Lists at the county Republican Party level, and it varies state to state, but you can get those, Don. By the way, he raised $1.65 million. Or 1,600,000 plus, even though there was a cyber attack, confirmed cyber attack on Ron Paul 2012 website, even though they shut the website down for about 6 hours and it was a confirmed cyber attack, he did raise a lot of money. So that's very exciting. Thank you so much, Don. And again, Ron Paul isn't going to save us. He's just one torpedo in the war against the globalist. Resistance is going to save us. Asking God to lead, God to direct us. And I'm serious. People laugh about God. Oh, God, you know, what a nut. We're living on a planet in the middle of a beautiful universe. Look at all the wonderment around us. Whether you believe it to be your inner voice or whatever the case is, sit in a room, spend a few minutes every day thinking about the state of the world and ask God to lead, guide, and direct you. And you'll see amazing things happen in your life. You're not going to find God in these mainline government paid for churches, most of them. You're going to find God by seeking God in your spirit. And there are no atheists in foxholes. And we're in a foxhole right now. This country is under globalist attack. And at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you right now, it's about praying to God. I know that's where I get my strength, my perseverance, my lack of fear from, is directly beamed. I can feel the spirit of God all around me. And I just feel sorry for the lost souls who can't feel it, who can't see it. All right, now I'm pontificating. I apologize. Raina in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have a question. Well, one, we supported Ron Paul last night, and we gave him some good birthday presents. But our question is, we have a seven-month-old son who hasn't had any vaccination since he was 2 months, and it may be a personal question, but we're wondering what you do with your children.
My children have never had a needle in their body. Absolutely zero. And all the other children I know that do get all the vaccines, quite frankly, act like they're mildly retarded and look completely unhealthy. My children hardly ever get sick and bounce off the walls like ping pong balls and seethe with energy, and their eyes burn with the electric light of creativity, just like old-timers' eyes do in those old black and white, you know, family films you see. My family has not been put under the globalist injector. And it's not that I don't believe in the science of inoculation. I know it's real. I've interviewed so many hundreds of top scientists over the years who document that the vaccines are intentionally contaminated. If you don't believe me, just type in polio vaccine contaminated with cancer virus or Gardasil shot kills girls or UN gives children live polio. Every year in every major country, it's an accident. They give them the live polio and kill them deader than a hammer. It's an accident like Hitler having Jews be marched into a dirt ditch and shot in the back of the head. And so you can, at Big Pharma, again, Bayer Pharmaceutical, found guilty in France, but it was a worldwide program for at least 10 years, knew that every ampule of Factor VIII had HIV and hepatitis, and they made the conscious decision to ship it out to everybody worldwide. You cannot trust anything Big Pharma does. They knew when they got Prozac approved in 81, now the lawsuits have started, that it caused massive increases in psychotic activity and suicide. It's a hallucinogen. It's get the insert. It's in the hallucinogen class. It's a fluoride chlorine molecule. I mean, a lot of poisons make you feel euphoric. But when you have a bad trip, you cut your baby's arms off. Every cop I've talked to who pulls up to a house with a woman dancing around naked with butcher knives, talked to one cop from Houston about it, they knew immediately when they went in her house that this woman up there cutting herself, they went right to her medicine cabinet. Every case opened it up. Serotonin reuptake inhibitors were all in there. I mean, it's a hallucinogen. You might as well be taking PCP. I'm sorry, go ahead.
My question is, we're an active duty military family, so he's being treated at a military facility. Is there anything, what are we allowed to say no to?
Well, number one, when you go to the military, you waive your rights and you agree to take approved, mainline, non-experimental, standard vaccines. That's around 36 different injections for an adult. But a lot of them are combo shots, so it can be up in the 50s. The, quote, boosters. But you're allowed to stand up for yourself and know that they can't give your husband or you any experimental shots, but they lie to the military and are paid by Big Pharma to actually use you as guinea pigs. Now, as for your children, this has been fought over and over again. If they try to lie to you and say you've got to take shots to be here, that is official oppression, racketeering, fraud. It's a lie. There's no law you have to take a shot. But I had 6 years ago, and it made national news when I got him on, I had the state attorney for Maryland on, one of the state attorneys, and they had this event where they reported 2,000 children and their parents had to be inoculated to go to school. And they had dogs barking at them and shots. And I got him on and I said, you never told them there was a waiver. And he goes, no, I didn't. He started laughing. And I go, do you inoculate your kids? He started laughing. He said, no, I don't inoculate them. He thought it was cute that they lied and said it was the law. He thought it was cute his kids don't take it. See, that's what these people are, psychopaths. We'll be right back with more calls.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, well, we got about 10 and a half minutes here. We're back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. And I want to get to all the callers, at least that are holding. So let's go to you directly right now. Let's talk to Phil in California. Phil, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, I just had to ask your advice about something.
Okay.
Well, basically, I'm sure that you're aware of the weekend of September 11th is going to be a lot of propaganda at football stadiums across the nation, high school, college, and professional.
By the way, it's being reported by CNN that no 9/11 first responders are allowed. The actual heroes of 9/11, because they're all angry about the asbestos and the government knowingly lying to them. That's how evil this government is. And they're going to use those heroes to make themselves look like heroes, but the heroes aren't allowed to be there.
Yes, that's disgusting. Well, pretty much I play football here at a college in California, and I was looking for a way to protest because I have a feeling they're going to be bringing out the military and spouting off about terrorists and the day the world changed and all this, and something I could do, maybe a sit-down or...
I tell you, I could talk for hours with you about different ideas. I would do something like print off a few thousand flyers with basic 9/11 facts, The smoking guns of 9/11, that's a good thing to search and pull up those 300 smoking guns and point out that they're now rebranding terrorism to domestic groups. I'd print off a bunch of copies of Fox News and AP that the number three in Al-Qaeda secretly works for the Pentagon. That's what I'd do, Phil. I would just point out that regardless of what you think about 9/11, it's been used to take our freedoms away, and that 9/11 shouldn't be a tool to kill America.
Yeah, I agree, Alex. One thing, it is going to be hard as I am going to be going through drills and everything on the field. I'd like to get out, but I'm restricted to what I can do.
Well, do this. Just get a good 9/11 documentary and make 20 copies and give it to 20 people. You don't have to save the world by yourself. It's little things that build up to big things, Phil. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Justin in Missouri. Justin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to, everybody's talking about Ron Paul, and I agree we need to get him in office, but everybody needs to realize also that we need to put some people in the Congress and the Senate to back him up as well, because that happens in that election cycle as well.
Hey, listen, the Federal Reserve is incredibly unpopular in every poll now. Rick Perry's having to act like he's anti-Federal Reserve to try to get elected. Look at how far we've come. Ron Paul, Rand Paul, they're only a manifestation. I agree. Everyone should run on the ideas of liberty articulated by Ron Paul, and it's a winning formula. We just, and even if you don't win the first time, you're going to educate people in those debates, in those interviews, whether it's city council, water district, state legislature. Just do it.
Yeah, but I mean the people as well, to vote some like-minded folks into the Senate and the Congress to help them. You know, because as you said before, one guy can't do it all.
Well, one guy can't, but again, going back to what I'm saying, how big a manifestation is it of liberty that he was an underdog candidate 3.5 years ago, and now, any way you slice it, even AP's own analysis agrees, so does the Pew Research, that he is number one or number two. I mean, he really is the front runner right now. He is the front runner, even with the media trying to ignore him. That shows us how far we've come, Justin.
Yeah, and I've been calling my local shows here in St. Louis, and it's like, every time I tell them I want to talk about Ron Paul or Rick Perry, it's like I wait 2 hours and the show ends and they never come to me.
Well, I'm telling you, you can call in about another political issue and then bring up what you want once you get on air. This whole call screening business, I only screen calls when we've got a specific topic. And there is a talking point out there to attack Ron Paul. Most of these local talk show hosts are not government agents. They're weak-minded idiots who think if they regurgitate what CNN and Fox News say, that makes them sound real good. No, we're not talking about Ron Paul while we look at other candidates because he can't win. We say so. That's disgusting. Let's go ahead and talk to Sky in Washington. Sky, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. We're talking about FEMA, so I want to talk about this Border Patrol situation going on up here by the border. They're had like four agents over in Port Angeles, that's kind of near the coast in Washington, and now they got it up to 40, and even the people that worked there, there was one agent who came out and went public and said, we're not doing anything besides driving around and trying to make work for us, because they're responding to everything from bank robberies to domestic violence situations in trailer parks.
No, I saw those articles all over the northern border. And, of course, you're up there in Washington, right on the Canadian border. All over the Canadian border, they're sending the Border Patrol to regular events, and they're building a fence up there in many areas instead of doing it in the south where it's needed, because they don't want Americans to get out during a depression. They're locking the country down where you can't get out, you can just get in. And so that's what's going on. And look, I've got an article right here out of CBS News where they just calmly report, yeah, the Air Force helped Freudian slip, helped raid a gun shop. And again, I see articles every 2 days now where Marines respond to robbery. Marines, Army running checkpoints 10 miles from base. And it's totally illegal. But it's illegal for Obama to be launching wars without congressional approval. I mean, it's very scary, Scott.
Well, they're also working with the local police departments in this program called Operation Stone Garden. It's a FEMA program or something to try to, I don't know what they're doing with, really, with the local.
Sir, sheriff. They've come in with federal money that was taken from the states to begin with. They've set up threat fusion centers, and I've gotten training videos from inside. I've aired them. It's been national news. And all they do is talk about in the fetters, get us out of the UNers, anti-globalists, and how evil veterans are. I mean, they actually, with a straight face, none of this has to do with Al-Qaeda. Even if you believe the fairy tale about bin Laden and the fairy all of this stuff, the whole thing is about Americans that don't want foreign banks coming in like we're a third world country and taking us over. Okay? It's simple. We're being conquered. I appreciate your call. Tim in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm a U.S. Navy veteran, and I got out in the early 90s, and I have a home remodeling business here in Connecticut. And about three and a half years ago, I worked for a White House staffer who I really don't want to get anybody in trouble. I don't want to say their name. But after they found out I was a U.S. Navy veteran, they slowly confided in me for about, you know, a year on and off that I worked there. And they told me, I was informed that, yes, there is a plan for martial law in the United States. And not only that, that we will see United Nations troops in our streets. And this is right when Obama was running for, when he was...
Well, by the way, if new listeners just tuned in, I was first told this by generals and colonels we interviewed who are retired, who went to events, and these speeches were given, but now it's official. NLE09, FEMA put out a press release. You just type in NLE09. That 14 countries are prepared to enter the U.S. for civil emergencies, including Mexican and Canadian troops, and then they use, quote, U.S. troops in Canada for the Olympics. So, yes, sir, what they were confiding in you is public. See, that's what's crazy. This is all public. They're just counting on the general population not going and looking this up. And again, they're doing it because the banks have taken us over. They got their people in all the positions of power and then had our government sign on to their debt. Do you understand that?
And one of the other things, one of the other issues I used to bring up, every time I said Obama, they said, Tim, it's not Obama, it's Rothschilds. They are in control of all of it. It's the Rothschild family. They'd almost scream it in my face at times. They'd get so frustrated because, you know, I'm always searching for answers. And they'd give me limited information and let me read things, and then you can't take it with you, but we just want you to know.
So they seem tortured by this. I talked to a very well-known doctor. I'm just going to leave that alone. They've been on the show, but I won't say their name in association with it. And they were told by a head of state in Europe, a major head of state, a woman, not hard to figure out who, that she's very sad about the fact that once the world government's in place, that they're going to release a bioweapon and kill most of us. But that's just what's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a game. Once their world government's in place, once it's in place, all of you police, all of you people that have served the system, you are not going to believe what happens to you while you're there dying with your family. I'm out of time. Great job of the crew. I'm sorry to Dave and Justin and Danny. You call me back tomorrow, I'll get to you, 11 a.m. Central. Now get out there and take on the tyrants and wake up.